Don't you?
Amen.
The Lord is with us. And just looking for the Lord to continue to help us. Amen. And I appreciate the song Sister Collins sang. Amen. I feel like that was from the Lord. Praise God. We appreciate the offering. I appreciate the church. I count it a privilege to get to call this home, and I mean that. And I never want to be a reproach to the house of prayer. I don't never want to be a reproach to the pastor and his family, and I mean that. Praise the Lord. And we're just so thankful for you and your prayers and all of your backing. I appreciate it. Amen. And I'm nervous tonight. You'd think I'd be preaching at a camp meeting or something. As nervous as I feel. But I feel like the Lord has given me something tonight. Praying this week, He laid this upon my heart. And up until last night, it just wasn't really coming together. And this morning, but if you would turn to two places, Exodus chapter number 3, Zechariah chapter number 14. There is revival in the air, isn't there?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope you'll get in here and help me. I'm one of them. I need all the help I can get. And mainly we look to the Lord. But you just get in here. A lot of how this goes probably will depend upon how we let it fall. But we'll read first in Zechariah 14, verse number 17. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. I'm going to read that again. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. Exodus chapter 3, very familiar scripture, in verse number 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. That's a very familiar scripture to us. Most of us preachers have probably preached on it at one time or another. I am that I am. Praise the Lord. If the Lord will help me, I'd like to preach on worship will bring the rain. Worship will bring the rain. Would you pray one more time and ask God to help us? Father in heaven, oh, how we need you, Lord. We are needy, oh God. I need that liberty that the Holy Ghost brings. God, I need the touch from heaven tonight, Lord. Lord, to speak the words that you've laid upon my heart, God, to this congregation tonight, Lord, to this church. I pray for that anointing, Lord. Give us ears to hear, a heart to receive what thus saith the Lord. We'll give you all of the glory and all of the praise in the name of Jesus. Would you meet us in the altar, Lord? Praise the Lord. The worship that brings rain.
Yeah.
It shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain.
Yeah.
I don't like droughts, do you?
No, sir.
I mean, something about those desert feelings and those droughts, There at home, we have a lot of black soil. It gets real sticky when it does rain, but when it's dry, it begins to break up and begins to split open. I'm talking, it gets some big old wide cracks in it that looks like you look down in there, you could see 3 or 4 feet down into the earth, just dry. Trees begin to turn brown. The grass begins to turn brown. Things begin to die in the times of drought. The heat that scorches. Just this week, I worked, and day after day, as some of you have, out in the heat, 100 degrees, 102, 105. It seems so hot, and everything just kind of seems desolate when it's like that, don't it?
Yeah.
And, oh, it makes you just want rain.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Help me, Lord.
Glory.
It makes you want rain. I noticed this week, as working out in that, and every little cloud that would come up in the sky, I thought, is that a rain cloud?
All right.
And it would pass between the sun and me and give us a little bit of shade. And there one night, I looked off to different directions, and you could see the lightning. And you could even hear thunder at times, but yet when you got up the next morning, not a drop had come. Everything was still dry.
Oh,
that's a bad place to be, isn't it? Amen. I've heard of different places and the wildfires and places drying up. We went and visited my wife's grandparents here a year or so ago, and they lived down at Abilene, and they said it had been something like 4 years since they'd ever had any measurable amount of rain. And they were having to pipe water in from other places. This is what the drought had done. And that's a spiritual condition a lot of times, isn't it? I mean, when we just ain't feeling nothing in our soul and nothing's coming by, things are beginning to break up and things are beginning to die. Amen. And what we need is a good old rain. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said that them that will not worship won't get no rain. And that's a bad thing. But yet when we turn around and we look at it, if them that don't worship don't get rain, then them that do will. Praise God. Amen. It's an encouragement thing. I mean, we go through dry times, and there's nothing that we can do about that. We go through them. But we have that promise, you know, going up to Jerusalem, the house of God. Amen. Coming to church, that's a good thing. But how many times have we came and did not worship? Amen. But he promised there, there's promises in that word, in the rebuke of them that won't do it. He has given us a promise that I've already said that if we will, he will send the rain. Amen. And so he's talking to his people there in Egypt. They don't have rain anyway, it said. And so they're going to send a plague upon them. But we in the house of God, we can have rain. Amen. And so it tells us there, it shows us the desire of God to be worshiped. He wants all of the families of the earth to come up and to worship.
Glory.
Praise the Lord. That includes me.
Yeah.
That includes you.
Yeah.
It tells us that God desires to be worshiped. We know that he's a jealous God.
Yeah.
Amen. He don't want to share his praise with anybody. He don't want to share his worship with anybody.
Yeah.
But he wants it, and he wants it all, and he wants it from the heart. Isn't that right? Praise God. God wants to be worshiped. Praise the Lord. And he said he will send the rain upon them that do it. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we know there, we see the promise of it. Amen. And we see his desire to be worshiped. But then when we stop and look at it, not only does he desire to be worshiped, but he deserves to be worshiped. Praise God. Amen. When I was looking at this, I come across something J. Wilbur Chapman said, and boy, it just struck home with me. He said, you know, he said, men speak of Alexander the Great. He said, they speak of Charlemagne the Great. And they speak of Napoleon the Great. But he said, but they never speak of Jesus the Great. They just say Jesus. But he is great, isn't he? Come on now. I said, you know, he deserves to be worshiped. He is Jesus the Great. He is the great Father. He is the great Son. He is the great Holy Ghost. Amen. He is God the Great. or a great God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest note in seraph song, sweetest carol ever sung. Jesus, blessed Jesus. Praise the Lord. He deserves to be worshiped. If they could call Alexander the Great for the things that he's conquered, Charlemagne and Napoleon for the things that they've conquered upon this earth, what about our God? What about Jesus when we look and see that he's conquered death and hell and he's overcame sin? I said he's Jesus the Great. Amen. And he deserves to be worshiped. Praise God. Help me, Lord. Amen. It is the worship that will bring the rain. Oh, God. Our sister sang the song, and it just began to bubble up within me. In Exodus 3 and 14, he said, I am that I am. He deserves to be worshiped. Praise God. Are we going to worship him? Praise the Lord. I've already told you, read you in your hearing, we have the promise of rain if we will worship. Praise God. Amen. Oh, but listen, I am that I am. And I preached from that text, and some of you probably have too. He is exactly what we need. Amen. What do you need tonight? Pray. Well, that's what he is, and that's reason enough to worship him. Amen. And this sister sang the song, and I already had this down. Praise God. But in the word of God, he is a creator. He is a deliverer. He is the desire of the nations. He is a liberator. He is wonderful. He is a counselor. He is a righteous judge. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the rose of Sharon. He is the lily of the valley. Amen. He is a bright and a morning star. He is the light of the world, the stone which the builders rejected. He is the rock of ages. He is a living water. He is the well. You'll catch on here in a minute. Praise God. He deserves to be worshiped. Praise God. Amen. He is the bread of life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He is the word. He is the lawgiver. Praise God. He's the revealer of secrets. In Daniel, he's the fourth man in the fire. He is the redeemer. He's the mediator between God and man. He's the advocate. He is the great high priest. He is the Lamb of God. Praise God. Amen. He is the provider. Amen. He is the one that will see to it. Praise God. He is the faithful and the true witness. Praise God. He deserves to be praised. He deserves to be worshiped. And this is a worship that will bring rain. Is there anybody in the house tonight that desires rain? Come on now. Amen. He is the chief cornerstone. He is a sure foundation. He is a good shepherd. He is a prince of life. He is a prince of peace. He is a king of kings. He is a lord of lords. He is the Lord that healeth thee. He is a true friend. He is a strong tower. He is the buckler and he is the shield. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the Alpha and he is the Omega. He is the beginning and he is the end. He is the first and he is the last. He's the resurrection. Amen. And he is the life. He is the good master. He is the true vine. He is the pearl of great price. He is the real treasure. He's the gift of God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's my doctor and he's my lawyer. He's my banker. Praise God. He is the one that is and was and is to come. Praise God. He's the one that liveth and was dead and is alive forevermore and has the keys of hell and of death. He is the Son of Man. He is the second Adam. He is the soon coming King. He is the great I Am. And you know what? He is. Praise God. And he is great. Amen. I say he is the great God and he deserves to be praised. Hey, friend. Amen. He wants to send the rain on down, but we must worship him for the God that he is. Amen. Help me tonight, Lord. Praise God. Amen.
Wise men came to wonder and to worship, and the shepherds came to look and to love. Oh, that we would wonder at his greatness, and we would worship at his greatness, that we would look upon him, and that we would love him. Come on now. You see, there's a thing about us a lot of times, and it settles us down in our worship, and it's because we have the frame of mind that I will worship him for what he has done. And we need to do that. But more than we need to worship him for what he has done, we need to worship him for who he is. Amen. Come on now. You see, if you worship him for what he has done, there'll come times when he hadn't done what you think he ought to have done, and therefore you will not worship him. But when you worship him and you love him because of who he is, brother, you'll worship him from a pure heart. You'll worship him when you're on the mountain, and you'll worship him when you're in the valley. You'll worship him when you got money in your pocket, and you'll worship him when you don't, because you're not worshiping because of what he's done, but you're worshiping because of who he is. Amen. And that is the worship that will bring the rain, when we realize that God is God. He's God on the platform. He's God at the door. He's God in the amen corner. He's God all over the floor. And when we as a church of the living God, amen, wake up and realize the greatness of God, and we lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting, and we praise him from the depths of our soul, it is the worship that will bring the rain. Amen. Although I know thee as the Son of God anointed, and hail thee prophet, priest, and king appointed, still when I need thee, thou art nearest, and when I trust thee, thou art dearest. Amen. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Oh, if we will worship, he will send the rain. Oh, help me, Lord. Amen. Oh God, I'm probably not going to be here very long. Amen, because this is all that the Lord laid upon my heart. Oh, that we would forget about everything for a while. Amen, and get our mind and our heart set upon him tonight. Amen. Oh, I probably left out a lot of what he is, but what is he to you? Amen. And when we would get together, amen, and magnify and lift him up. Amen, you said amen. Amen, he desires the worship. And you say amen, he deserves the worship. Then why won't we worship? Amen. Come on now, why won't we worship? Hey, I feel like tonight that if we'd shove off the events of the day and everything that's went wrong this week and give him our full attention, amen, this drought will end and the rain will begin to fall. Ah, hallelujah. Amen. And he'll flood our soul with the raindrops from heaven. Amen. Just because he is God, amen. Just because he is God, amen. The realization of it. You know, in 1 Kings, the story of Elijah, there had been no rain for the span of 3.5 years. The drought had come. Things wasn't moving very good. Amen. Oh, but we know how that they went up on the mountain. And the God that answereth by fire, amen, he'll be God. Amen. And the people said, yeah. Yeah, that's it. The God that answereth by fire, he'll be God. Has anybody ever seen the fire fall? Praise God. Amen, Brother Anthony, I remember the fire falls fast, praise God. And it does, praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. Praise God, but there it was, and they said yes. Oh, but listen, you know how that the prophets of Baal couldn't do it. Amen, oh, but then Elijah rebuilt the altar, and he laid the sacrifice there. And you know the story, they poured on the water. Amen, but then he prayed his prayer, and the fire from heaven came down and licked up the water, burned up the sacrifice, all of it. Amen. And here is what the people said in verse number 39 after the fire had fell. They realized, hey, he is God, and he is the one that is worthy to be praised. He is the one that we ought to be serving. He is the one that we ought to be bowing before. Come on now. Amen. And this is what they said. And when the people saw it, they fell upon their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Oh, that we'd wake up tonight and realize, hey, amen, my job's not God. Amen. My bank account's not God. Amen. Come on now. Amen. My boat's not God. My car's not God. My pickup truck's not God. Come on now. But the Lord, he is the God. I said, he is the God. And they begin to magnify, and they begin to worship. They begin to turn their heart back to the God. Then in verse number 30, after that, verse number 41, he said, get thee up, for I hear a sound of abundance of rain. Amen. Isn't it good to know? Amen. There it is. You know, I kind of hear that tonight. Amen. I can just kind of hear that sound of rain. Amen. And when I take me a deep, good old, praise God, you know, I can kind of smell it a little bit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, amen. He said, if you will worship, he will send the rain. Amen. They fell on their face, and they said, the Lord, he is God. Verse number 41, now all of a sudden, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. In verse number 45, and it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. How bad do you want it tonight? Do you want it bad enough to get up out of your seat and run up and throw your hands in the air and say, God, I'm not here asking you for nothing. I just realize that you are the God, and I'm here to praise you for the God that you are. You're my creator. Amen. You are my author. You are my finisher. And I came for rain. I said, I came for rain. I came to lift up holy hands unto the God, the God. And there was a great rain. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And there was a great rain. Amen. In the book of Joel, chapter number 2. Amen. He said, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the pommel worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God. Amen. That hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Amen. And we know that it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. I wish somebody would get a hold of this. Amen. Amen. Your young men shall see visions. Also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out of my spirit. And we know that in the book of Acts, he stood up and said, this is that. Amen. That was spoken by the prophet Joel. Hey, the rain ain't over. I said, the rain ain't over. It didn't go out with Paul. It didn't go out with Peter. But it's still to whoever will praise him, whoever will worship him. Amen. Come on now. In spirit and in truth, they can have rain. Amen. Oh God. I said they can have the rain. Somebody be getting us a song. Amen. This is fast. I know it. Amen. God don't need me to move. Amen. All he needs is you to obey the Lord. All he needs is for you to get rid of foolish pride. Amen. How bad do you really want it? I said, how bad do you really want it? Amen. Is it worth, amen, a praise? Is it worth lifting him up? He is God. Hosea 6:3. What kind of rain is it? Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. It might be dry on the outside, but when he comes unto us, amen, it's going to be just like rain. I said, when he comes, it's going to be just like rain. Amen, to a thirsty soul. Somebody that's been walking in the desert. Somebody that's been hungry for a touch of God. Amen, somebody, amen, that's been thirsty. Your lips spiritually are dry and cracked for lack of water. Amen, but he said, if you'll praise him, if you worship him, he'll come unto you as the rain that falleth upon the earth. Come on. Praise God. And so the message that the Lord sent me here to preach, amen, is this is the worship that will bring the rain. Amen. Nothing else will do it. I said nothing else will do it. It's going to take a true, heartfelt, sincere, open-hearted, deep down, amen, praise and adoration of our God. Amen. And he promised, amen, he'll send the rain. Oh, hallelujah. Sing it. Praise God.
I feel like praising him. Yes, I feel like praising
him. Anybody feel like praising him?
Praise him in the morning.
Anybody feel like just really getting a good old drink?
Praising him.
Ah, come on now.
As
our brother Anthony said, from the pulpit to the back pew, from wall to wall, we begin to worship and praise all at the same time with the same intent. Amen. We have a move of God. Hey, revival's here. I said, revival's here. There's a river flowing. There's storm clouds are brewing. And it's the wind and the rain coming from heaven tonight.
Praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. He gave me the Holy Ghost, and I believe I'll praise him. He gave me the Holy Ghost, I believe I'll praise him. In the morning, praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. Yes, I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him. Praise him in the morning, praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. He saved my soul, I believe I'll praise him. He saved my soul, I believe I'll praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. If you don't want to praise him, don't hinder me. If you don't want to praise him, don't hinder me. Praise him in the morning, praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. Well, I feel like praising him. I feel like praising him. Praise him in the morning, praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. Don't let the rocks cry out in your place. Don't let the rocks cry out in your place. Praise him in the morning, praise him all day long. I feel like praising him. He's been so good to me, I believe I'll praise him. He's been so good to me, I believe I'll praise him. Praise him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising, praising Him. If you don't want to praise Him, don't hinder me. If you don't want to praise Him, don't hinder me. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising, praising Him. I feel like praising, praising Him. I feel like praising, praising Him. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising, praising Him. He gave me the Holy Ghost, and I believe I'll praise Him. He gave me the Holy Ghost, and I believe I'll praise Him. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising, praising Him. Yes, I feel like praising, praising Him. I feel like praising, praising Him. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising, praising Him. He saved my soul, I believe I'll praise Him. He saved my soul, I believe I'll praise Him. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising, praising Him. Yes, I feel like praising, praising Him. I feel like praising, praising Him. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising, praising Him. Don't let the rocks cry out in your place. Don't let the rocks cry out in your place. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising, praising Him. Well, I feel like praising, praising Him. I feel like praising, praising Him. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising, praising Him. Like praising, praising Him. I feel like praising, praising Him. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising, praising Him. Don't let the rocks cry out in your place. Don't let the rocks cry out in your place. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising, praising Him. Like praising, praising Him. Yes, I feel like praising, praising Him. Praise Him in the morning, praise Him all day long. I feel like praising, praising Him.